Okay, just a moment. They're coming on the line, I believe.
Sure.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
I need to let you know you're on a recorded line. I'm checking charges on my credit card. And I need to know if on June 3rd there was a charge of $5 for Deborah Bell on a credit card. What do you need to know?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while I take a look and while I pull up this account.
Thank you, Deborah. Please let her know that we are in the recorded line. The two are recorded.
I did.
Okay?
I already let her know.
Give me one moment. And may I have your zip code, please?
95370. Might have been.
Excuse me.
No.
And can I have your first and last name again, please?
Deborah Bell. B like boy, E L L.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
And you did say your zip code was 95370, correct?
Correct.
Give me the exact amount. $5 and what?
$5.97. I'm not filing the account with your name on it. Hold on one moment. Your last name is Bell, correct?
Okay, I can't have two people talking at once. And my last name is Bell.
B-E-L-L. And could you repeat your...
Go ahead.
Your first name again for me.
Debbie. Deborah.
Deborah.
Will you stop? Yes, you will.
You need to give the right information.
Okay, well, will the account be up under a different name? Because I'm not finding an account with your name on it, Miss Bell.
Then it must be a fraudulent charge.
It must be because I'm not finding an account with your name on it.
Are you fine? Check Haruka Bell.
Check the first name spelled H-A-R-U-K-A, same last name Bell, B-E-L-L.
H-A-R-U-K-A?
Correct.
Deborah, have you tried Debbie Bell?
Yes, I did tell her Debbie Bell.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not finding an account with that name neither.
Okay, then it must be a fraudulent.
Ask
it was a shipping charge of $5.
$5.97.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling up an account with your name on it.
Checked under Debbie Bell.
D-E-B-B-I-E?
Correct.
Nope, not with that name neither.
Can we ask her to use the card information? Let's say the last four of the credit card.
I'm not able to be provided with that information. I cannot get your card information.
I see. But ma'am, we see a charge here on her card, $5.97. That's the name of the merchant. This Quality Balance Lifecom. Are you affiliated with this company, Quality Balance Lifecom?
Well, I'm a third. We're a third-party call center that helps assist with other call centers.
I understand. Is there a way to, you know, search for a name, like using the address, maybe, or the last four of the social?
Yes, sir. Is there is there a phone number affiliated with the account?
It would be 209-872-6360.
No, ma'am, there's no account coming up with your name on it.
Okay, it's not my account, sir.
Sure.
Do you have another number that you may have used before?
Well, my husband's cell phone number. Could ma'am,
can we try that?
Ma'am, could you check 209-872-6359?
No, ma'am, there's no account with that phone number neither.
Okay.
And was that all for you today?
Is that all for her, sir?
Yes, Judge Deborah, thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.